Insight on Business, the NewsHour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Each and every Monday, what we do is we talk with Laura Kennard from Drake University as well as DMAC. She teaches entrepreneurism at those two places as well. You're doing something else somewhere else, aren't you? Online thing?
I'll just give you the quick rundown.
Yeah.
I teach entrepreneurship with Drake. That's probably the most involved program because I also work with their student entrepreneurship hatchery.
Hatchery.
We've got some stuff coming up with that. And then also through that, I work with the Mandela Washington Fellows when they come in the summer from Africa. So, but I also do some work teaching small business entrepreneurship at DMAC, both on the credit and on the non-credit side, and also do digital marketing on the credit and non-credit side for DMAC, which I feel like is very relatable to entrepreneurs well. So that's the, kind of the cross-section, I guess.
Got it.
And then in addition to that, I do some graduate-level teaching of also digital marketing for SNHU online. When need someone to do their campaign strategy course, I do that. And I have done some curriculum development for Grandview in digital marketing as well. So a lot of digital marketing entrepreneurship. And it kind of just depends on who needs what when, and I fill in. So and then, of course, what I've been doing for the last 2 years is curated growth and the work we're trying to do to curate resources for entrepreneurs as well as curate space at Southridge. So.
There you go. So she is a busy woman. She's got all kinds of things going on. We are, by the way, the background noise that you get to hear, we are in our favorite coffee shop. It's called Grounds for Celebration in Windsor Heights on University Avenue. And so lots of people in here today. There's just a lot of people.
A lot of meetings, a lot of groups will get together, like with their team. I see that all
lots
the time.
Lots of estrogen in here today. Lots of estrogen.
I feel like this is a more female-centered
That's
location.
Why I love it here. I'm well in touch with my feminine. So, all right.
Gotcha.
What do you got?
So, of course, what we do on Monday then, a little bit, if you want to call it a little bit related to curation, is we like to curate the list of events that relate to business and networking. And so I've been doing that for a while. And we try to highlight some of the big ones. Of course, there's things that go on a weekly basis for networking all the time. So you can share events that you have coming up, especially big ones that you're trying to get a group to, at hashtag DMBizMix or DMBizEvents.com. And we have a website, DMBizMixer, where we also post the events that we share and some other ones as well. So what we've got coming up for, we're already into November.
I know.
What's happening?
Yeah, I know. Already.
Whew, boy, October. So we had Halloween, and Halloween's gone, and we already have had snow because, we have to talk about the weather, too.
Of course.
And so coming up this week, all fresh and new for November, is, of course, we've got some of our regular stuff like 1 Million Cups. But on Thursday the 7th, so we've got a few things going on. One thing is we've got Des Moines Business Strategy. They're going to be doing a Get Noticed on Google, and this is going to be at 3600 Army Post Road. This is by the Fuse Chamber.
Yes.
And so that's an event that if you have a small business in particular and you need to be searched and found on Google, be sure to check out that event. And especially coming up on Small Business Saturday at the end of the month.
Right, that's the 30th.
On the 30th. Yeah. So, but on that same day, so that event, Get Noticed on Google, is a lunch hour event. And same evening, 5 to 7, I understand someone here in the room is maybe being recognized for something going on Franklin Junior High.
It's a Franklin Junior High, and this is with City View. And
it's the Business Journal?
The Business Journal.
City View Business Journal.
Right. Now, let me give you the background on that. The Iowa Business Journal used to be sent to small businesses, I think, in Urbandale and Grimes and West Des Moines.
Okay.
And so what they did with that, and that was out there for about a year or so, and then they decided, well, what are we doing a separate thing for this? Why don't we just roll it into City View? Because City View is so much more than just entertainment.
Yeah.
And so that's what they did. So they put it in City View, and it is called the Business Journal. And they have decided to recognize 19 business leaders who, I think the word is, who are making a who have made a difference
in 2019.
Right. So this cadre of people will be recognized on the 7th, right?
On the 7th from 5 to 7 p.m.
Right.
At Franklin Junior High, which is the very, very cool project that we've talked about from time to
right.
time, where they have renovated and are in the process of even doing more, so it's a process, of turning an old historic middle school into an event conference center, classroom spaces, and in the future, a little boutique hotel as well. So,
yeah, pretty neat.
Yeah, pretty neat. And so it's a cool spot to check out. And then they're going to be
honoring 19 people who they say who were nominated. And then there was a selection committee, and the selection committee chose 19 people. And I don't know who 18 of the 19 are.
But I know who one of them is.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
one of them is
yeah, yeah.
Michael Levine.
Me. Yeah. And I'm very honored by that, by the way. And I think, so I'm not sure. I just am not sure why. But I have an inkling that, and nobody's told me. I just got the letter, and they said, congratulations, you are. And here's what I think it is. It could be civic involvement, but I think it's more along the business side of things.
Mm-hmm.
Because as I kind of figured this out not too long ago, that over the almost 10 years, at least 10 years, that we've been doing the Business News Hour, I chalked up roughly $1.6 million in free publicity that I've given to businesses of all
wow.
kinds. Yeah. Restaurants, startups, established corporations all across the United States and other countries. And so that, you know, that's yeah, maybe that's it. I don't know. But we'll
I'm going to mention this, Michael, and this is how I knew about it, because you shared that you were very surprised to get this letter, and you said that you were one of 19 business professionals who made a difference in 2019
right.
list by the City View Business Journal. And you mentioned that over the past 10 years, you've gotten $1.5 million free publicity to hundreds of businesses and nonprofits through the Inside and Business the News
right.
Hour, which originally started as a radio broadcast and now is a podcast and radio broadcast
right.
picked up by a few radio stations. And you have had now over 3,100 episodes.
Yeah.
That's pretty stunning.
Yeah,
and I've been, like, really...
You've been part of it for
happy
years.
To be part of it for a while with this little tiny
well, you'll have to
piece
come
that
with
we
us.
Do on Monday.
You have to come with us on the 7th yeah. and you know,
so
see
if you
what
guys
happens.
Want to hear the voice, or meet the voice, if you haven't met Michael before, in person,
there you go.
Then you can head out 5 to 7 to the Franklin Junior High yeah. on November the 7th.
And see who else is
and
in
see who else. Who
yeah,
are these
I'm really
other
interested.
18
I don't
people,
know who they are.
Right? Because
although
I don't think
believe,
we'll know.
I believe the City View Magazine for November, I think it's in that, and I think it just hit.
Oh, so we might be able to
we might be
get
able
a window
to, yeah,
of that.
Right.
Okay, perfect. Well, so that'll be really fun. And then a couple of days after that, on Saturday, there's a Small Business Success Summit, 8 to 4. This is at the FFA Enrichment Center.
On a Saturday.
So it's on a Saturday. So the cool thing about a couple of these things that we're talking about, getting noticed on Google and the Small Business Success Summit, is it's kind of a precursor to that Small Business Saturday that's at the end of the month
right.
on Saturday, the 30th of November, where kind of before that holiday season, we kind of try to remind people that one of the great things that you can do with your holiday shopping is to support small business. So hashtag shop small.
I believe it is, yes.
And it's really important in the community to recognize that when you make those purchases in the community, that it has a far greater impact than the purchases that you make with non-small businesses.
Yeah, so. And one of the interesting things about that, statistically, 70% of all jobs are created by small businesses. And so, and the other thing about that is, when you do shop and you do work with small businesses, that money tends to stay in your community rather than going someplace else.
So it has that rippling impact.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
So anyway, I think that's a lot. And then the other thing that's happening to help promote small business this month, by the way, is that Facebook, who also is really trying to help support people in their small business effort, is doing the Facebook Holiday Boost event, which is going to be on at 9:30 on November 13th, so in the morning, and I think it's like most of the day also, and it's at the River Center on Southwest 3rd.
Yes.
So basically what we have going on here in November is a lot of helping people ramp up their business for the holidays. It's a real focus on small business. We've got Facebook coming in town. We've got the Small Business Success Summit coming up, and then really be looking for all of the Shop Small hashtag and all of the things. And you know, the other thing you can do is share what the small businesses are doing.
And, you know, those businesses that may be listening, I've got a piece, and I haven't done it yet. It's already written. It's already ready to go. It is 6 or 10 steps, things you can do to prepare yourself for Small Business Saturday.
Okay.
And, yeah, it's all of these things that you can do to increase your business in your small business. And it doesn't matter where in the world you are.
Yeah.
And American Express and FedEx have been doing this for years. And there's even and we'll have a link on that, where you can go to get free stuff.
Yeah.
For your small business. It's really a wonderful
awesome
thing. Yeah.
Well, so be watching for your post sometime in the next
couple of days.
Yep. Okay, perfect.
All right. Thank you, Laura. Yeah. You got to get going, don't you?
I got to go.
I know. All right. That about wraps it up for another broadcast day. Thanks so very much for being with us. We're all just associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Laura Kennard, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.
All right.